10 a.m. W245 CT Hayward. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Sweeping layoffs continue with tens of thousands of government jobs on the line. Outside the USAID building today in Washington, D.C., fired employees were given 15 minutes to collect their belongings after being shut out weeks ago. Caitlin Harwood is a former desk officer for the African nation of Mozambique. She says real people and services are being impacted.
I have a 9-month-old and a 4-year-old daughter, and I'm worried about my next paycheck. But I'll figure it out, I guess.
President Trump says he supports the cuts. Today, the president welcoming Britain's prime minister to the White House, and talks will focus on trade and tariffs. In New Mexico, authorities say that they have executed a search warrant at the home of Gene Hackman. The award-winning actor and his wife and dog found dead in different rooms. Police say it appears they were dead for some time. They don't have a cause, but now say they're looking at possible carbon monoxide poisonings. Gene Hackman was 95. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Republican state lawmakers have reintroduced legislation that would ban gender-affirming care for Wisconsin minors. The bill would prohibit healthcare providers from providing or referring patients for things like puberty suppressants and hormone treatment. Critics of the bill say medical decisions should be made by families and their healthcare providers, not politicians. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has vowed to veto similar proposals in the past, but his ability to halt efforts to enact similar legislation on a federal level is limited. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers is proposing a new law enforcement agency in his budget to protect the state's judges and court staff. The proposal calls for a $1 million annual budget to expand the court's marshal office. It would include 8 law enforcement personnel tasked with investigating threats made against the judiciary, and the law enforcement personnel would be authorized to make arrests if warranted. Their intent is to ensure judges, court staff, and members of the public can navigate the judiciary process without fear. The Barron County Sheriff's Department has a lot of new surveillance cameras in the form of residents voluntarily registering their own cameras. Over the summer, the Sheriff's Department started asking residents to register their cameras online. The registration allows law enforcement authorities to quickly identify potential surveillance footage during an investigation. Since the request went out in August, over 50 cameras have been registered through the program. Any resident interested in registering their camera can do so on cityprotect.com. Bayfield County officials say they've received about $6,200 of federal funding to help support emergency food and shelter programs in the area. The county will distribute the funding to local nonprofit and government organizations. The decisions on who receives the funding will be determined by a local board made up of local government, tribal, nonprofit, and veteran organizations. Applicants must be eligible to receive federal funds, have an accounting system, and have experience in running emergency food and shelter programs. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Packers willing to trade. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from the NFL Combine in Indianapolis, where it's been reported the Packers are taking offers to trade away defensive back Jaire Alexander. He was a first-round pick for the Pack in 2018. Green Bay has not drafted a receiver in the first round in over 20 years. Why not? GM Brian Gutekunst.
You know, it's funny. It's never been like a philosophical thing we've talked about through my time in Green Bay. It's never been something, hey, like we don't want to take wide receivers in the first round. There are certainly opportunities we've had. We thought that was going to happen, and for whatever reason, it didn't. But at the same time, we've had a lot of second-round receivers that have been pretty good players for us.
NBA, the Bucks face the Denver Nuggets tonight at Fiserv Forum. Brooke Lopez on defending Denver center Nikola Jokic.
You know, I'll be on the point of the attack a bit, doing my job, just try to be physical with him, make things as difficult as possible as you can for him, and trusting I got my teammates behind me.
That's the Bucks' Brooke Lopez. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy and a touch cooler today with highs staying stuck to the upper 30s and winds becoming breezy, gusting up to 30 miles per hour today, though whip up to 40 miles per hour tomorrow. Light snow shoves in overnight, a few spotty sprinkles tomorrow afternoon, and a few flurries tomorrow evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 33 at our studios.
Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one outstanding, just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What celebrity would you like to hug? It's International Hug Day. I wouldn't say Josh Brolin is like my favorite actor, but he's got like a quiet macho-ness to him. Actor Glenn Morshower joins us now.
My self-esteem was jolted when you did not mention me as your hugging preference.
I didn't want to rush it. I just want to see how. Let's just dip our toes in the water here and see what kind of relationship develops, shall we?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Key and Peele writer Rich Tallarico, who wrote the iconic substitute teacher sketch. Rich will also make the popcorn pick of the week. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. Pat Kreitlow.
I'm back from Arizona, but no spring training games. Just 4 days in a locked hotel conference room. I might have to vent a little Friday.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
A big limb where it could fall down. So be aware of that. Other than some tough wind conditions, people in trucks as well. High-profile trucks also have trouble on the highways, byways, and freeways, so be aware of that. But otherwise, maybe some rain, some localized flooding. I know I heard much of the ground frozen to like 30 inches more in some places, which is going to cause, once it rains a little bit, there's nowhere for that water to soak in. So be aware of that as we go through the next few days. Some much-needed precipitation, but it might take a little while to sink in. Zomer's big show today. Looking forward to this one. We teased this, and we did it because I thought it was slightly funny, but it's a serious issue for a lot of folks because a lot of people are crafters. They are bakers. They sew. And one of the main stores, Joanne Fabrics, going out of business. So we'll talk a little bit about that. Take your phone calls. Does this affect you? Are you a big sewer, a big crafter? And where will you go now? So we'll take a look at that as well. Also, a brand new little segment we're doing today called Is It Fake or Is It Real? Going to give you some quotes, and you can tell me, do you think it's real or do you think it's fake? A lot of people asking, what can we do, Todd? We're a little irritated here, more than a little irritated and worried about the state of affairs in America. Well, there is a day of action planned starting at midnight tonight. We will tell you about it and how you can participate. And then hour number two, we're also going to do a little what's worse for you. Today is the food edition, dealing with ketchup. What do you put ketchup on? We'll talk about that in hour two. But let's get right into it here. And I listened this morning to, by the way, I was up early. I filled in for Pat Kreitlow on Up North News Radio with Greg Bach. That was a lot of fun. It's National Toast Day. So Kreitlow always goes through the national days. It's National Toast Day. And nobody enjoys a nice piece of toast better than me. And so I thought, this will be fun. I'll bring in my toaster. And I don't normally buy brioche bread, but I thought, you know what? It crusts up really nice. So I bought a little brioche. I had some wheat bread. I brought that in, and we made toast on the show this morning. The brioche came out great, but I wanted a little bit darker on the wheat.
Oh, boy.
And I did that during Brittany Merlot's forecast, and I look over, and there's smoke rolling out of the toaster. I forgot about it. And so thank goodness we did not set off the fire alarms. I can tell you that. But the studio smelled a little smoky. So,
you see, sometimes smelling burnt toast is the sign of a stroke, or it's just a sign that Todd is nearby.
But it is National Toast Day. So enjoy your national toast for all those who celebrate. But no, I was up. I was here. I was listening to Jane and Greg this morning on Matt Nair On Air. And they covered this Supreme Court race. In fact, they had on Judge Crawford, one of the two candidates in the Supreme Court race, coming up April 1st, by the way, be a voter in that race. And so we're going to cover a little bit of the same thing. But the thing about Jane and I, we are big Broadway musical fans. And one of our favorite musicals, each of us, is The Book of Mormon, which Jane and I have sung together as we traveled the highways and byways of Wisconsin together. So here now, in honor of Jane Matinere and our love, our mutual love of Broadway, and to introduce our next segment, having to do with the state Supreme Court race, time once again for Broadway Brad.
Back to biblical times, 1823.
Now, wait a minute. That's the Book of Mormon there. Book of Mormon, and taking us back to 1823. So that song has to do with these two kids. It's a musical. It's a comedy. But there's a meaning to it. And these two young Mormons go to Africa to evangelize, and they're trying to convert Africans. And so they spice it up because this kid, Elder Price, he's a big kind of rock Donny Osmond fan. And so he tries to make the story of the Book of Mormon interesting. Well, we're not going to take you quite back to Book of Mormon days, but we are taking you back, according to the Book of Mormon biblical times, of 1849. And you say, Todd, why are we going back to 1849? We're making a little bit of fun here just to have a little bit of fun with this. But there's a very, very serious part to it. Because this is so preposterous, most people would say, well, Todd, nobody wants to go back to 1849. We didn't have the same medical conditions. Women didn't have the right to vote. Civil rights was not enacted. Tougher to get around in a horse and carriage than it is a car. Unless you really like, I don't know, not even Grizzly, Little House on the Prairie. If you're a big fan of Little House on the Prairie, I guess, fine. But most people don't want to go back to 1849.
But you'd be surprised.
You're exactly right, Zomers. And that brings us to Wisconsin's race for state Supreme Court between Judge Susan Crawford and none other than Broadway Brad Schimmel. Now, I know this guy a little bit, having been a former Republican that left the party in 2011, And this is the guy who defended Scott Walker's big voter suppression thing in a federal court, of which I was a key witness against Walker and Schimmel. And by the way, our side won all except on voter ID, which the Supreme Court said, you know, they couldn't get rid of. So Schimmel is 0-for-1 when going up against me in court. Not me personally, but what I was testifying on. So I know this guy Schimmel a little bit. And here's the thing about Brad Schimmel. I don't know if he enjoys a good Broadway play. He may. But apparently he likes to go back in history. So this is real now. Milwaukee Journal Sentinel story from February 12th, 2025. So just a couple of weeks ago. Headline: Susan Crawford and Brad Schimmel bring opposing views on abortion to the Wisconsin Supreme Court race. When it comes to their views on abortion, Wisconsin Supreme Court candidates Brad Schimmel and Susan Crawford are polar opposites. Schimmel, a conservative Waukesha County Circuit judge, opposes abortion, but recently said he would respect the voters' quote-unquote will on the issue. Crawford, a liberal Dane County Circuit Court judge, called the 2022 U.S. Supreme Court decision overturning Roe v. Wade that was struck down the constitutional right to abortion, quote-unquote, wrong, and says that she's, quote, proud of her record, quote, fighting for our fundamental rights and freedoms, unquote. When they face off on the April 1st election, the winner will be elected to a 10-year term on the state's highest court and will likely help decide the future of abortion access in Wisconsin. In this Milwaukee Journal Sentinel story by Mary Spacuzza, she goes on to write, both candidates have pledged to be impartial despite their partisan ties. Liberals currently hold the 4-3 advantage in the Supreme Court, but conservatives could regain control if Schimmel wins the race against Crawford. And then it goes into Schimmel's background or what Schimmel believes. And this, to me, is astounding. That Schimmel backs leaving Wisconsin's 1849 abortion law on the books. According to the Journal Sentinel story, years before Roe was overturned, Schimmel supported leaving in place Wisconsin's 1849 law of banning abortion without exceptions for rape or incest. Let me say that again. Without exception for rape or incest. When he was a Waukesha County District Attorney, Schimmel signed on to a 2012 legal paper that advocated for a plan to make abortion illegal in nearly all cases. The white paper from the anti-abortion group Wisconsin Right to Life argued that the U.S. Supreme Court could overturn Roe and that the 1849 law would then immediately make the procedure illegal in Wisconsin. Now, you say, Todd, that's a reporter. We think that's fake news. I don't. Mary Spacuzza is one of the best reporters in Wisconsin. But I get people might say, look, Todd, you don't like this guy, Schimmel. You got an axe to grind, so you're making this up. It turns out, no. So what better way to settle this than to hear Brad Schimmel's own words? Here now is a recording that, according to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, they obtained from last summer at a Calumet County Republican, I'm assuming Republican meeting, but some sort of a meeting in Calumet County last summer. This has been publicized already. Schimmel does not deny it. Here is Brad Schimmel last summer.
I, as DA in Waukesha County, I was one of many DAs who signed a white paper recommending that, a research paper that recommended, some people are talking about, why don't we take that old 1849 abortion law off the books because you can't enforce it anyway? And we just said, no, just leave it. You never know. If the Supreme Court does reverse Roe v. Wade, well, then we have the law on the books.
Why don't we just leave it on the books? Brad Schimmel asks. Why don't we just leave it on the books? It's funny how recordings catch up with politicians. When it's expeditious for them in front of Republican or conservative right to life groups, they love to tell the truth. When they're up for a general election against a law and order candidate like Susan Crawford, they tend to say a very different thing. Brad Schimmel wants to take us back to 1849. I think that all of us could agree that there should be exceptions for rape or incest, but not Brad Schimmel. Hey, look, if abortion isn't your issue, maybe protecting law enforcement is. We've got more cuts for Brad Schimmel on that. Don't go anywhere. It's the All Balls Show on the Civic Media Ready Network.
If you order now, we'll also throw in a set of steak knives.
All American.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Looking for great golf, food, and fun in Hayward, Wisconsin? Big Fish Golf Club and Die Hard Sports Bar and Grill have it all. Thursday nights are Bingo with a Cause, raising money for the Hayward Senior Resource Center from 6 to 10 p.m. Weekends at Die Hard's bring unbeatable dining. They deliver pizzas, burgers, wings, and specialty sandwiches daily from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. within 10 miles. Plan your wedding or reunion in their event center for up to 150 guests. Call 715-934-4770 or visit golfbigfish.com.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 21 now, past the hour of 12 noon on Thursday, February 27th, 2025. Zommers on the board. Todd behind the mic. Glad to have you along talking about Broadway Brad. Brad Schimmel. Apparently, like myself, a fan of Broadway tunes, like Book of Mormon. Only we're not taking you back to biblical times, Book of Mormon says. We're taking you back to 1849, according to Brad Schimmel. We just played you the cut in his own voice, his own words, which he does not deny, from last summer in Calumet County, where Brad Schimmel said of the 1849 Wisconsin abortion law that does not allow for rape or incest or endangerment of the mother's life, of rape or incest, that's the correct part. He says, Schimmel says, quote, "We just said no, just leave it. You never know. If the Supreme Court does reverse Roe v. Wade, then we'll have the law on the books," unquote.
I have a question about that.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't Supreme Court justices supposed to look at legal precedent and decide what's constitutional? And he's vying for that position.
I think the important point is that he's making it clear. And look, I give him credit for that, actually. He's making it clear before the election where he stands on the issue.
That is true.
He's trying to have it both ways. but last summer, he did tell the truth. He said exactly where he was. That he supports the 1849 abortion law in Wisconsin that does not allow for exceptions for rape or incest for women. I just think that's appalling. I think regardless of whether we in Wisconsin believe in choice or are pro-life, most reasonable people say, look, if a woman is raped or is forced raped by someone in her family, incest, there should be an exception for that. And Brad Schimmel wants to go back to 1849 and says no. But look, if that isn't your issue, I get it. Maybe your issue is law enforcement, public safety. Long listeners of this show know that I was on the city council once, was in charge of public safety, the committee. Work closely with our fire and police department. You will not find a bigger advocate for our law enforcement officers in Wisconsin than myself. Make it very clear. Anybody who attacks a law enforcement officer unprovoked and without cause should be arrested and tried, and if found guilty, put in jail. By the same token, like what happened in Minneapolis with Black Lives Matter and George Floyd, in that case, there were four law enforcement officials who broke the law. They were arrested, they were tried by their peers, they were found guilty, and those law enforcement officers are in jail, and that's where they should be. But that doesn't give carte blanche to people in the crowd who just want to attack cops. It's not right. And it's the same thing that happened on January 6th in Washington, D.C., when unprovoked, rioters, insurrectionists supporting Donald Trump, the bipartisan congressional January 6th committee found that Donald Trump incited this riot, encouraged it, went to the Capitol and attacked our Capitol police officers and law enforcement unprovoked. And those people should also be arrested, which many of them were, tried by their peers, which many of them were, found guilty and were in jail. And Donald Trump gave them a pass and pardoned them. And Brad Schimmel, now running for Supreme Court of Wisconsin, went on conservative talk radio here about a month ago or so. He doesn't want you to hear this, but here's what Brad Schimmel thinks about those January 6th insurrectionists.
The same thing for these January 6th defendants who were all prosecuted in the Washington, D.C. district, which is overwhelmingly liberal. This part of the manipulation is to go to districts like that. They would never take their prosecution in a district where you had a fair shot as a defendant.
Thinks they got a raw deal. January 6th insurrectionists who attacked cops. We've named some of those people. Some are from Wisconsin. One put on his own Facebook page and bragged about using bear spray, bear spraying cops. And Donald Trump pardoned them, and Brad Schimmel is all for it because he thinks he got a raw deal. And Brad Schimmel has the gall to have law enforcement officers in uniform, by the way, in these TV ads calling himself a law and order candidate. That is false. If you support, as Brad Schimmel does, pardoning the January 6th convicted insurrectionists who attacked cops, you are no friend of law enforcement, and it's disqualifying. The real law and order candidate is Susan Crawford, who also has actual endorsements from real sheriffs, current and former, who will go on the Supreme Court and defend law enforcement, who will not pardon January 6th insurrectionists who were found guilty by a jury of their peers. 855-752-4842. Let's go quickly to the phone lines and listening on WCFW in Chippewa Falls. And what say you?
Yes, I just had to comment on a couple of things, Todd. As far as the George Floyd and the Capitol riots, I'm sorry, but the Capitol riots were much worse as far as what the riots were fighting for in Minneapolis. Also, Brad Schimmel, he stands behind these cops, and one of the cops has a sexual misconduct that happened right here in Chippewa Falls. So people need to do a little research on that. And then also I had a great thing for the people in our country. How about these young men? They get vasectomies until they get married or they have sex. That way it can be on them instead of us women having to decide our life or the baby's life. That's all I got to say. Thanks, Todd.
Appreciate the call. And 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Mark, we got about 30 seconds. Do you want to go right now or come on back?
I'll come on back after the break.
All right, sounds good. Mark's going to chill up there in Prairie du Sac, watch the birds fly by maybe on this beautiful afternoon, and then we'll come on back and talk to him. What do you think about this? Brad Schimmel trying to have it both ways on the 1849 Wisconsin abortion ban and also supporting the pardoning of January 6th insurrectionists. 855-752-4842, an agricultural update from Midwest Farm Report, and then come on back for more on the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt Nair on Air.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
This is the Midwest Farm Report. I'm Stephanie Hoff, along with you on a Thursday. The Wisconsin Biofuels, Corn Growers, and Soybean Associations hosted a lobby day at the state capitol this week. Roughly 35 farmers met with over a dozen lawmakers to advance policies that support renewable fuel, such as ethanol. Randy Hughes was among them. He grows corn, beans, and specialty crops in Rock County. One of the items he brought to the table was an infrastructure grant program for biofuel facilities. Randy tells us what that would entail.
Basically, the pumps that are out there with that you fill your car up out of have to be set up properly or remade out of certain materials in order for them to handle ethanol. And the more ethanol, the different the pump has to be. So when it used to be just 10%, that was a different pump than no ethanol at all. And this just takes some money and helps to make sure that those pumps get built so that the consumer has a lot more options on what they might want to get for fuel.
Randy Hughes says they want the gas pumps to be able to handle ethanol blends up to E35. That way, when the time comes for the gas station to add those options to the mix, the infrastructure is ready to go. Don't go anywhere. I'll have your midday markets after the break.
Well, hold on to your britches, everybody. It's time to go nuts at the Springfield Corners Testicle Festival. March 8th, you can enjoy deep-fried delicacies along with ice-cold beverages and live music by the Lights Out Band. Join me, the fabulous Farm Babe, along with the rest of the Midwest Farm Report team at Springfield Corners for your chance to win concert tickets and to try some fried Rocky Mountain oysters. It all kicks off after 2 p.m. on March 8th. Springfield Corners. See Facebook for more details.
Veltima fungicide out-yields the competition by an average of 7 bushels per acre. But you've never been average. The only competition that really matters is you versus you. And with the performance of Veltima fungicide from BASF, you can take your best results even further. Beat your own record. Get every bushel you deserve. And make this your best season yet with Veltima fungicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
Thursday from Chicago, cash corn is trading 8.5 cents lower at 469.75. December new crop corn is down 6 cents at 461 a bushel. Cash beans are up 3 cents at 1027.5. November new crop beans are up 3.75 at 1049.25. July new crop wheat is down 17.25 cents at 576.5. The Class 3 milk contracts are trading up today. The March contract is up 13 cents at $18.95 a hundredweight, and the April contract up 16 cents at $18.61. That's your midday market update on a Thursday. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy and a touch cooler today with highs staying stuck to the upper 30s and winds becoming breezy, gusting up to 30 miles per hour today, the whip up to 40 miles per hour tomorrow. Light snow shoves in overnight, a few spotty sprinkles tomorrow afternoon, and a few flurries tomorrow evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
It's 33 at our studios.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I'm very excited. It is my pleasure to welcome tonight my old pal, Dr. Kristen Lierley. I told the entire listening audience that I rub my feet together sometime when I watch TV, and I called it self-cuddling. And it's like the only thing we do where we rub our own bodies when we relax, you know.
Is it? Is it? Are you telling that to a gynecologist? Pete, come on.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
Oh, Randy Manner is here.
What can you do about this? Focus on what you can impact. Find the courage to speak up to your elected official. If you are silent, then your elected official at the local, state, or federal level will think you completely agree with whatever it is you're doing.
Silence equals acceptance.
Correct.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
This week, and we ask the question, where is the GOP? And we ask it to former RNC chairman Michael Steele.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Yeah, freedom. Pursuing truth.
truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 34 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, Thursday, February 27th, 2025. Zomers on the board. I said before the show, it feels like Friday, Zomers. I don't know why.
I agree. For some for some reason, it just feels like we should be hitting the weekend.
It's been a long week already, as they say. But no. Tomorrow, our old friend Peter Rapine, who was feeling a little under the weather last week, and he's going to be back this week with an all-new edition of Week in Review. Yeah, wild things and wacky things that actual human beings do.
If this really was Friday and we didn't get Peter Rapine, I would be very sad.
Right. So we'll get Rapine tomorrow at 1:30 tomorrow afternoon. Be with us then and much more. So it should be a fun show for a Friday tomorrow. Right now, talking about Broadway Brad Schimmel, who apparently, like a lot of us, enjoy a good musical number because he must be a fan of Book of Mormon, as we played in the first segment there, taking us back to 1849. Not quite the same line from Book of Mormon, but Brad Schimmel wants to go back to 1849. We played the recording in his own words from a meeting last year in Calumet County, in audio obtained by the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, of which Schimmel does not deny it, saying that he's fine with keeping the 1849 law on the books in Wisconsin that does not allow for rape exceptions for rape or incest for women to receive medical care in form of abortion. Well, sing a little different tune today. But that's what he was caught on mic saying last summer. Also, in his own words, Brad Schimmel on conservative radio from a month or so ago, saying that he thinks that the January 6th insurrectionists, those who attacked police officers, were found guilty by a jury of their peers and sentenced to prison and then released by Donald Trump, says those folks got a raw deal. Is just fine with Donald Trump pardoning those criminals, those insurrectionists. And as a guy who supports law enforcement, I just don't go along with that. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Mark in Prairie du Sac holding on. Mark, we appreciate you hanging on. What's he?
No problem. Yeah. Well, Brad Schimmel doesn't think a Republican or a Republican supporter can get a fair trial in a Democratic district because, after all, he gave Scott Jensen a misdemeanor in place of three felonies when Scott Jensen was convicted of in the caucus scandal back then, which enabled Scott Jensen to go out and be a lobbyist making six figures a year probably, and since then, and actually probably funneling contributions to Brad Schimmel's various campaigns. And for Scott, for Brad Schimmel's position on rape and incest as far as abortion, let's remember Scott Walker opines. He says, well, rape is just something you get over. After the initial trauma, that just goes away. And then you're just faced with the joy of the pregnancy that you have. I mean, this must be the attitude of these freaks. And he needs to be nowhere near the Supreme Court. He shouldn't even be in a Waukesha County judge.
Yeah. Appreciate the call. Thank you, Mark. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Jack in Merrimack. Jack, always a pleasure. What say you?
Yeah, first of all, Schimmel saying that these guys didn't get a fair trial. A fair number of them actually admitted their guilt, including being part of an insurrection. And at least one guy from Wisconsin even bragged about bear spraying and pepper spraying police officers. Yep.
The guy from Pulaski.
Yeah, just as bad as that is Schimmel's opinion that a 175-year-old law regarding abortion. First of all, judge has already said that doesn't really include abortion; it means infanticide. And secondly, he thinks that a law that was on the books before women had the right to vote, probably 100% male legislature at the time, almost certainly, and he thinks that's just fine to be able to enforce back into law. Just as bad as that is the current makeup of part of the court as well. We've got two so-called justices on there that basically said, yeah, we are going to vote to overturn the votes of 200,000 Wisconsinites because we didn't like the results that came out in Bain and Milwaukee counties. And then we've got the so-called chief justice who voted with them to say, yeah, it's gerrymandering that is so egregious that you got to cross a separate district to go from a part of one district to another part of the same district. Oh, that's just fine by our law.
They're not just
right wing, they're extremists.
Right. And you're talking about that the vote on was the 2020 election, where Brian Hagedorn, one of the current justices, was the only conservative and really was the deciding vote that prevented the 2020 election results from being overturned in Wisconsin. And I think you're right that Schimmel is more likely to side with those who would have overturned the election. I just think, you know, as our friend Matt Flynn is fond of saying, he's a bad guy. He's a bad dude, and shouldn't belong there when you have a law and order candidate like Susan Crawford, who's going to follow the law, support law enforcement. I just think she's the better choice. Thanks, Jack. Appreciate it. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Let's go quickly up to WCFW listening area, beautiful Eau Claire, where we find Gene in Eau Claire on WCFW. We appreciate you, Gene. What say you?
Hi, great show as usual. I'm just very, very thankful for you guys and civic media who are really taking the bull by the horns and giving people the facts. I'm so thankful because we don't get them from our local media. Rural area, we're getting all kinds of garbage in the mail promoting this thief and
a million dollars, $1 million being put in and counting by Elon Musk and his dark money buddies.
Yeah, I believe the number is approaching 2 million at this point.
There you go. So
I wish somebody would put an ad on the air. I would if I was wealthy as Elon Musk, putting out there what Schimmel's exact words have been so people are aware. That's a beautiful thing you put that out there. This is a very, very serious thing, and people who want to mouth off and say, oh, the liberals are upset. I've never been in a party, ever, ever, ever. Mm-hmm. I used to have Republican and Democrats and independent signs in my yard when I lived in the city. And I'll tell you something, this is not normal. This is, we need Susan Crawford in that position to help protect Wisconsin, because if we don't, we're going to be up the creek without a paddle because there'll be nobody protecting Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. And what Trump's doing with the help of the Wisconsin representatives. So, folks, start paying attention to what your Republican representatives are doing to you
right. As
you continue to support them. Thank you, and keep up the great work, please.
Thanks, Gene. Thank you. Always bye-bye. Appreciate the call. Appreciate your listenership up there. You can listen to us on WCFW, The Tap, up there, beautiful Chippewa Valley, Eau Claire area, beautiful part of the state. Well, here's something, 43 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, let's turn a page for a second, because I think like a lot of our callers, a lot of our listeners, people say, well, Todd, what can I do about it? Great question. Two things. Number one, as our friend Luke Mathers likes to say, be a voter. And if you're not sure if you're registered, maybe you've moved recently, you just want to check to make sure you're registered, because this general election for Supreme Court, for DPI, Department of Public Instruction Secretary, is coming up on April 1st. No joke. No joke. You can go to myvote.wi.gov. Just get out your smartphone, your laptop, go to Google, and just type in myvote.wi.gov. It'll take you there. You just put in your address, and it'll tell you whether you're registered or where your local polling place is. Get pre-registered. Of course, Wisconsin does allow registration same day, but just easier to get it done beforehand. And then you're all set to go and be a voter on April 1st. Do you have something, Zalmer? Sorry.
Yeah, and also tell your friends, tell your family. Yeah. If you have a second and you know how to use myvote.wi.gov, and maybe someone in your family doesn't, help them out. Show them it's actually really easy to use. I've done it before plenty of times and re-registered when moving, and it never takes very long.
And I've said this once, I'll say it again, I'll say it 1,000 times, regardless of who you're going to vote for. I want everyone who is eligible to legally vote to vote. Everyone should be a voter. Certainly, I have preferences. We talk about things in this show, but even back when I used to be a Republican, I left the party in 2011, when I worked for my former bosses and talked to school groups or adult groups or whatever, I would always say, look, I have a preference here. But to preserve a democracy and the American dream, each of us, regardless of party affiliation, should be a voter. Go to myvote.wi.gov. One more call quickly, 855-752-4842. Ann in Chippewa Falls. Ann, what have you got for us, please?
Yes, I just have a message for all women that aren't having babies like me, but I do have a daughter that wants to have a baby, and I'm sure there's lots of women out there that have daughters and granddaughters. And I'm begging you to not let Brad Schimmel get this position, because I'm worried if my daughter has a pregnancy that goes bad, it could cost her her life. And I think we need to think outside the box, not just about ourselves, guys. We need to think about our neighbors, our friends, our children, our grandchildren. And that's why I'm fighting this so bad. It's not about me at all, because I'm not going to have a baby. But I do have a daughter that wants a baby. And if things go wrong, I don't want her life to be taken. So we really need to take this serious, guys. And think about other people besides yourself, because abortion isn't just about getting rid of a baby. It's about a tragedy that goes wrong, and we need the care. And this is women's health care, guys. Let's get out there and vote. Well, I just had to get that message out there.
Well said, Ann. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for your listenership. That's another great point. Dr. Lyerly has talked about it on this network. This is also about just health care for women. When you have ectopic pregnancies, where the egg starts forming outside the womb in the wrong way, and it can actually be life-threatening to the mother, that fetus will never fully form. The mother could die. And so that's a case where you're saving the life of the mother. And many of these extreme abortion issues, and folks like Brad Schimmel want to take us back to 1849.
Yeah, a lot of people I talk to who are pro-life say that, well, of course, we want to, you know, let people have exceptions for abortion when it comes to the life of the mother or things like that. The problem is, you might think that, but the people who are making the laws, it's not written that way.
Right.
And people like my mom had fertility issues, and she had to have what is technically a medical abortion for a extremely wanted pregnancy that had complications that would have threatened her life, and certainly the baby would have died anyway. So my mom is pro-life. But reasonably so. She's like, I would rather not have abortion, but you can't just make these blanket laws, because then my mom could have died.
Yeah. It's about having access. And so that women do have a choice. And if they have a spouse, if they have a clergy, they can make that decision. It's about having access to a choice. So well said. Here's another, besides being a voter, here's another thing that you can do. You can participate. There's something called the February 28th. That's tomorrow's hours. Last day of the month. An economic blackout. It's an initiative by the People's Union USA, which describes itself as a grassroots movement dedicated to economic resistance, government accountability, and corporate reform. The group says it has no political affiliation, but is rather focused on uniting Americans against corporate greed. The movement was founded by John Schwarz, who was described the movement as raising awareness about the ways, quote, the system is rigged, unquote, against everyday Americans. He says, quote, for our entire lives, they have told us we have no choice, that we have to accept these insane prices, the corporate greed, the billionaire tax breaks, and all while we struggle to just get by, unquote, according to Schwarz. Going to come back, give you some details about this economic blackout. It starts in about 11 hours, 10 minutes at midnight tonight. Come on back. Your phone calls as well. It's the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Ready Network.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Wisconsin's next major election is already here.
The race for state Supreme Court is ramping up, with just a few weeks to go before the April 1st general election. Much like the race 2 years ago, this will determine the balance of power on the court. If Susan Crawford wins, the court remains in liberal control. If Brad Schimmel wins, the court flips back to a right-wing majority. But there are a number of differing dynamics from the race in 2023. That race, won by Janet Protasiewicz, was the culmination of a years-long effort for liberals to win control of the court. Now they're playing defense to keep that majority. This also begins a run of 6 years in a row with a race for Wisconsin Supreme Court on the spring election ballot. Because of which justices will be up in coming years, if Crawford wins this year, the court will likely remain in liberal control until at least 2028. Find more bigger picture analysis of the race in my latest column at the Recombobulation Area.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the global cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
The Dom Salvia Show.
You know, Harvey, the seemingly purposeful no action. What's your sense on the leadership in the Dem Party right now, Harvey?
I'm ashamed of them. What did Trump have on all these people?
Yeah, right.
That we get this kind of silence. Will the Democratic leadership figure out that it's their task to start articulating a Democratic, small d, Democratic vision and project that these people can rally behind? Bam.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. 9 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock on the Todd Allball Show on Civic Media. Welcome back. Coming up at hour two, what's worse, the ketchup edition. Not going to want to miss that. Also talking about Joann Fabrics closing down, and we have a new segment called Is It Fake or Is It Real? Right now, just talking about this. You know, I'm going to call it a cause or an event. A lot of people say, what can I do? Obviously, vote on April 1st, regardless of who you're voting for. I want to emphasize that. Even if you don't agree with me, I want everybody to exercise their democratic right to go out and vote on April 1st. But you can also participate in what's being called an economic blackout. Starting at midnight tonight, it's being sponsored by the People's Union USA. Calls itself a grassroots movement against for economic resilience, government accountability, and corporate reform. So here's what they're encouraging people to do. Starting at midnight tonight, all day on February 28th, tomorrow, no spending for a full day. Just don't spend any money to try to send a message. And then on March 7th through the 14th, they're encouraging an Amazon blackout. That'd be very difficult for some people. March 21st through 28th, Nestle blackout. And there's a couple more after that. So again, I mean, you know, is it going to put these people out of business? No, but I think it's just a matter of wanting to do something. And, you know, if everybody participates, it could send a signal at least that people are upset.
Another note on those, they do say, you know, if you have to, try to use local businesses in that time.
Right.
Like if you have an emergency need tomorrow, don't put yourself in danger.
Oh, right. But exactly. But use your head. 855-752-4842. Now Zommers is scheduling people around doctor's appointments. We go to our longtime listener, Gary in Sussex. We understand you have to get on quickly. Gary, look, we're going to put you at the head of the line to make sure you get to your doctor's appointment.
Yeah, I got to be there in a few minutes.
All right, what do you got for us?
Yeah, God gave us 5 children, okay? We have 2 of them that we adopted. 3 of them are natural. 2 of them died at birth and went to heaven. And when I held my daughters in my arm and they died in my arms, they were born at 5.5 months and they couldn't survive. They went in incubators and needle, and they brought them back and they said they're not going to make it.
That's when I became extremely pro-life. Before, I used to always believe abortion wasn't good, but I always thought it was a woman's right to do this. But when I held these children in my hands and they died, perfect little fingers, little fingernails, eyes, nose, everything. It just, so when people say that they need to have an abortion, no, you really don't. Mm-hmm. I have two children and I have six grandchildren from my two adopted children. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
I love Gary, my children, all of them, and my grandkids.
Gary, I always appreciate, you've been very honest and transparent and vulnerable on this show, which I appreciate tremendously. And certainly my heart, my thought, my prayers go to you and your wife for those losses. I can't even begin to understand or imagine what you all went through. We've also talked on this show as well about ectopic pregnancies, where if something went wrong,
ectopic,
where, you know, in the case of I believe, I'm not misspeaking, where your wife, you know, would have died had that stayed in her. And so I think
absolutely.
And that's exactly right. And so those are the situations that I think hopefully that Wisconsinites could agree upon. But if we were to go back to this 1849 law and put that into effect, people like your wife in that same situation would die. Women would die. And so I think that's the danger.
I agree. Ectopic pregnancies are extremely dangerous. The baby's going to die, and my wife would die.
And so that's where we have to focus on, I think. We have to allow that, which Schimmel just doesn't seem to want to do.
Well, I disagree with you, Todd. I think that ectopic pregnancies, I think that he's...
We did not cut Gary off. Gary, your phone's cutting out. I promise everybody we did not do that. Wherever you are, Gary, it's cutting out on its own.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Thanks, Gary. Appreciate it. He's going to an appointment.
He probably is pushing it a little bit too.
He can come back on. We did not cut Gary off. So I just want to make sure people know that. 855-752-4842. Let's go quickly out to Los Angeles, California. LA Tom, thanks for calling in. LA, what do you got?
Yeah, you know, I am pro-life. I am pro-life in terms of kids getting enough food, nutrition. I am pro-life. I am against the death penalty. I am pro-life. I am against wars. I am pro-life. I am against, pretty much everything you can think of. This issue is not pro-life. This is what the right wing, and this is what, honestly, even my Catholic faith have made this into. This issue is pro a woman's right to choose versus pro the government's right to choose. Mm. And just because women have the right to choose doesn't mean they're going to choose to terminate a pregnancy. In fact, 85 to 90% of the women out there have children every single day because they and their partners or whoever have chosen to do so. Mm. So we need to stop with this whole pro-life, because we know the opposite of pro-life is pro-death. And that's not fair. It's either pro a woman's right to choose, the noun woman, or pro government's right to choose, because government's the one, and that would be we the people, even. We don't have the we should not have the ability to tell a woman what to do. It is a woman's right to choose. And someone that would be pro-birth, would be maybe trying to go to a woman and say, hey, maybe can help you out financially or whatever it might be. That to me is more important.
Up against the clock, Tom. Thanks for calling. Gotta go. Come on back. What's worse in hour two, Joanne Fabric? And is it fake or is it real?
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Maggie Dawn.
At 2 o'clock, Tom Paulswitz and I dig into DEI in the age of Trump. We share with you some of the things MLK said that you may never have heard of.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
What celebrity would you like to hug? It's International Hug Day. I wouldn't say Josh Brolin is like my favorite actor, but he's got like a quiet macho-ness to him. Actor Glenn Morshower joins us now.
My self-esteem was jolted when you did not mention me as your hugging preference.
I didn't want to rush it. I just want to see how. Let's just dip our toes in the water here and see what kind of relationship develops, shall we?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The House passed a budget blueprint this week aimed at delivering massive cuts and tax breaks for President Trump's agenda. Democrats say that would include making his 2017 tax cuts permanent. House Democratic Leader Hakeem Jeffries says Republicans will not get support for cuts to critical programs.
Hands off Social Security, hands off Medicare, hands off Medicaid.
President Trump also indicated cuts will not impact those services. The president holding meetings today at the White House with Britain's prime minister. Talks include tariffs and ending the war in Ukraine. The Vatican says Pope Francis continues to improve as he battles pneumonia. Officials say today he received oxygen therapy and also met with aides. Police in New Mexico say they are investigating the deaths of award-winning actor Gene Hackman, his wife, and one of their dogs found at their home near Santa Fe. Both authorities say were found in different rooms and appeared to be dead for some time. This is ABC News.
I'm James.